Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's Takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
Hi, we are the Dragons of St. George's. The Dragons are Olivia, Maisie, Kaylee, Connor, James and myself, Oscar.
Hey Oscar, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Glad to hear it. So what's happening on the island at the moment?
Free entry day at the Museum of Island History.
Oh, so where's that happening?
The Guildhall, High Street, Newport.
Great. So tell us more about the open day.
The Museum of Island History is having a free open day. Heritage Service staff will bring out various collections from the store of public to explore.
Oh, wow. So what else can we expect?
There will be local histories, information, old photographs, letters and even photographs and archives from the first ever hovercraft designed of the Isle of Wight. There will also be an exhibition on the recent hidden heroes project highlights our island's rich history.
Sounds like a brilliant event. So when is this free open day?
The free open day will take place on the Thursday 22nd of March. It's open from 10 a.m. with the rose collections from the store being displayed between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. Free questions, queries, please call 01983 823433.
Great. Well, thanks for the info, Oscar. Yeah, see you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Hi, Olivia here. Today I'll be asking Chris some questions. You ready?
I am. Good morning.
Okay, first question. If you could be any movie star, who would you be?
I'd like to be Lovejoy, but that's a TV star, so it'll have to be James Bond.
Ooh, okay. What was the last song you listened to?
Well, bizarrely, the last song I listened to on the radio last night was when I played You Worry Me by Nathaniel Ratcliffe and the Night Sweats.
Okay, what is your least favourite chore?
Washing the car.
Mine's just tidying my bedroom.
Is it really?
Yeah. Okay, if you had one magical power, what would it be?
X-ray vision.
I would just have invisibility.
Ah.
Okay, what is your perfect pizza topping?
Well, I don't like pizza. It's the cooked cheese. I really don't like pizza. I never eat it.
You're probably outnumbered then.
I'm afraid so.
Well, thank you for asking my questions, Chris.
You're more than welcome.
That's it for me this week.
Well, I found out through college they wanted for me to do something to help build my confidence, and I'd say this has definitely helped it.
I found out that for the because I'm so scared, I would really like to say to on the radio.
I've known Rex Radio for a few years, and I said to Sherry, I kind of want to do that as work experience. I've learned communication skills, and I know how to edit and produce a podcast.
I was actually nervous when I came down, but I was actually feel confident, and Sherry said to me I was doing so well, she asked me if I can still do it.
I was nervous, but then I came and tried it, and I really like talking to people and like organising what I want to say.
I always struggled with it, talking to people face to face, and it's really helped me like be able to talk to people. Because, you know, it's a lot less pressure talking to radio. You know, I just talk like, because there's no one there, and it's really helped build my communication.
Well, I move on from living the four pieces of the lonesome so debate, and I always got something to say about it.
We've really enjoyed it as a whole also, haven't we? Just,
yeah.
You know, we've made good progress, but it's also a really enjoyable thing to do, isn't it?
Helping young people like the Moving Up team build practical skills while boosting their confidence and ability to communicate is exactly why the 4P's project is so important to the community. For more information about the project and how you can support it, visit www.4ps.org.uk.